Welcome to the Leap to Lead and this episode, Break Free and Live Bold. Now, if you caught last week's post, then you recognize that I'm experiencing a personal shift at the moment. I'm not sure where this is going to end up, but as I'm working through these steps, I'm rethinking and refocusing myself and potentially subsequently my business. I don't know where this is going to end up. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I'm sharing because I know that I'm not alone. We all experience moments in our life where something is shifting. Something is off, where we feel tension and we need to take a moment and reset ourselves. And there could be loads of reasons why you experience a shift. It could be that your children have started full-time school, or maybe they've left home and you're an empty nester. Maybe there's been a health diagnosis for you or for your parents or for a partner. It could be anything. Maybe you're just sitting there going, I'm ready for something different, but I don't know what that is. We all experience shifts in our life. So if you're experiencing a shift, then I'm here with you at the moment, literally in the trenches, going through this myself. But let's together find a way forward. So I don't know if you caught last week's post, not everyone catches everything, but last week I shared the signs that I was experiencing that something was off. And there will be signs, if you're experiencing a shift, there will be signs in your life that something is off. For me, they were feeling a little bit low in my level of tolerance. I was snapping a bit more at the girls. And just generally, a lower level of energy. And if you know me, then you know I'm generally quite high energy a lot. But I'd been low in energy. And so for me, those two things, snapping at the girls, that low level of tolerance and a lower level of energy, that was a sign that something for me was off. And I still don't know quite where it's going, but they were signs that were coming up for me. And so I then took the steps to reflect and refocus on me. The first was identifying my strengths. So if you're going through this, start by identifying your strengths. Make a list of everything you can do, all your skills and experiences, and then go back with a highlighter and find those two or three key strengths. For me, planning and systems, business knowledge and understanding, and clarity and intuition. So work out what your strengths are. They were mine. The next step was really reconnecting with my passions and understanding what my passions are. And there were three things that really came through for me. One was supporting women. Everywhere I've lived, I have been involved in supporting other women, either through networking groups or starting walking groups or through the PTA, whatever it was. I've been supporting other women. Another passion is my family, showing up for my girls, being the role model that I want to be for the girls, but also having that connection with hubby. And the third passion is growth. I'm always reading, I'm always listening to podcasts, I'm always engaging in new content, I'm always focusing on growing as an individual, but also supporting the girls to grow and my clients, supporting my clients to grow. So supporting women, my family, and growth are my passions. So if you're feeling like you need a shift, then these are the steps you need to start with. What are your strengths and what are your passions? Because it's literally a puzzle piece, then you put them together. So this is a summary of what we went through, what I went through last week and what I shared. And as I was going through this, my last conversation with my dad has been coming back to me as well. He died in September 21. And the last conversation I had when he was lucid, he said, "Em, you can do more." And I did do some rethinking and reworking at the time. The Leap to Lead was my launch in April 2022 as a result of that conversation. But those words have been coming back to me again. And so when I've been out walking, I'm hearing Dad's voice, "Em, you can do more." When I'm having those quiet moments, I might be driving to get the kids from school, "Em, you can do more." And so I've been hearing that a lot and tuning into it as I'm working through this internal shift that I'm having. So if you're going through a shift as well, because if you're doing this, I want you to learn as well from me sharing. That's why I'm sharing. So if you're going through a shift, if something's off in your life, what are your strengths? What are your passions? Start putting those puzzle pieces together. But listen, tune in and listen. I was hearing my dad, Em, you can do more. So fast forward to this week and I've got a lot more clarity. Break free and live bold. This is a phrase that's coming to me again when I'm walking. I'm hearing dad's voice, but I'm hearing break free and live bold. I don't think it's dad's voice that's giving me that, but I'm hearing it in myself, in my reflections. Some of my best ideas, or worst, come when I'm out walking, Minty. And one of my favorite spots is through the path of gum trees. If you're an Aucklander, the path of gum trees at the back of the domain there. And I really do feel that strong connection to home when I'm in there, because I'm Australian living in New Zealand. And so when I've been walking, I've been hearing this: break free and live bold. And so I'm going, okay, what does that mean? And I actually think it really embodies who I am, my experiences so far, but also what I want to do going forward. Now, I'm not someone who's held back by societal expectations. I've always charted my own path. And when I couldn't find one, I created one for myself. No matter where I live, no matter what barriers were in front of me, I've always broken free of expectations and created my own path. So I really do feel this strong connection to these words that are coming to me: break free and live bold. I don't impose limits on myself. I know if I don't know how to do something, I'll find out. I'll learn. If I'm not sure what to do, then I just take the next small step and then I know I'm on my path again. Break free and live bold is really starting to resonate with me, because I'm redefining what success looks like for me. Right now, working through this shift in myself, I'm not allowing other people's definitions to determine where I'm going next. I'm discovering this for myself, boldly, if I dare. And yes, it takes courage. And if you tuned in last week, you know that shedding a tear is not a sign of weakness, but it's a reflection of how important something is to you. So it's okay to go, oh, this is just wow, you know, and have those tears. But don't wallow in it. Shed the tear, understand why it's important, and take that next step. And that's what I'm doing now, because it is about breaking free and living boldly. I'm excited. I'm excited where this is taking me. I'm excited on the focus that it's giving me, the personal growth and what I'm experiencing as a result. But why? Because as I continue to grow, then the impact I'm able to have continues to grow. The impact I'm able to have on the girls, on my family, on hubby. The impact I'm able to have on my clients as I continue to grow. The impact I'm able to have on you to support you. Yes, my dear friend, you're here with me and I'm supporting you as well. I feel so privileged to be in this position where I can impact other people. So my growth is really important, because I'm able to then support your growth, my family's growth, my clients' growth. So break free and live bold. I'm taking this shift, I'm blending this with all the experiences I have, and I can see it coming together for me. I think that's the tingles I'm getting, the excitement I'm getting. If you're experiencing a shift, then start with your strengths, your passions. Start putting those puzzle pieces together, because when you start to get that clarity, you will hear that message that you're looking for. For me, Em, you can do more. It's time to break free and live boldly. I am so excited. Are you? Are you ready to break free from what is holding us back? Let's start today to live boldly as we pursue our own definition of what success is. Break free and live bold. Let's do this together.